Good morning. Today is Tuesday, September 22nd, the fourth day of Elul. We are in the fourth parak of Mesilas Yesharim, talking about Derech Knias HaZahiros, the ways to acquire the Midah of Vigilance, Zahiros, the strategy that he thinks will help the masses, and that is to consider the concept of Schar Va'onesh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about what we do, that our actions carry with them consequences. There's reward and punishment in this world and the next for everything that we do. And he began by speaking about the Avos, about Avraham and Yaakov. Their actions carried with them consequences. They received punishments for things that they did, that we receive punishment not just for big sins, but also for little sins. And he said it makes sense because if you think about it, you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reward you for small good deeds. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about everything that we do. Every good thing, every bad thing, every big thing, every small thing. And he said, we ended off yesterday, Kola Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatranhu Yivatru Mauhi. Whoever says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just overlooks things, overlooks sins, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care, may his innards be overlooked. In other places, it says Yivatru Chayav. The Gemara says in the Chagiga, sometimes the Yitzhara says, no big deal. God is forgiving. You'll do it. Just do it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive you. Al tishmalo. Don't listen to him. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forgive unless you do tshuva. You can't just say, God will get over it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a God of truth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a kel amuna. Kol drachav mishpat. Ki kevan shakadosh baruch hu rotzeh b'mishpat, hine kachu avor al ha-mishpat, teli mesa'ayin min aschus kmo min achova. Kadosh baruch hu desires true justice. He weighs every deed. He considers it the same violation of true justice, whether the eye is averted from merit or it is averted from guilt. Kadosh baruch hu notices everything in the same way it's fair or right. If Kadosh baruch hu didn't give us reward for something good, because he said, it was just a small good deed. The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't overlook any sin, any mistake, even if it's small. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu administers justice, it means that he gives people their earned, according to all, with precision, bein letov bein lemutav, whether it's good or whether it's not good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu administers the consequences to tzaddikim and rishayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes every transgression. There is no escape. An important thing to think about during the Asar Simei Tshuva. V'im tomar. And if you want to say, im kain, midas harachamim lama hi omedas. We said, God is a kel mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu administers judgment, betachlis hadikta. So where's the role of rachamim? We're leaving Rosh Hashanah and coming to Yom Kippur, which is the day of rachamim. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Hadin, and Yom Kippur is the Yom of rachamim. So where is the place for rachamim if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech hamishpat? Kevin sha'al kol panim tzarech ledakdik, badin al kol davar. Right? We just said HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mevater. Kol omer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu vatran, yivatru Chayav, Yivatru Ma'ohi. So where's room for rachamim? Where does Yom Kippur fall into this? Atshuva says the Mesilas Yesharim, the answer is Vadei Midas HaRachamim, Hikiyuma Shel Olam. Of course, the Midah of mercy, of rachamim, is how the world exists. Shelo HaYomid Zulaso Klal Uklal. The world could not exist without the Midah of rachamim. Because we're human beings and we make mistakes and we deserve punishment. V'afa Pikein En Midas HaDin Loka. So how do you reconcile din and rachamim? Says the Mesilas Yesharim Mezelek ki lefi shuras hadin mamash hayarai shachot yanesh miyad techav lechato b'li hamtana klal v'gam sha'onesh atzmo yeh b'charanav karai lemi shemamer bo habari yisparach shemo v'shelo yeh tikun lachet klal kine be'emes eich yisakin azam es asher ives v'achet kvar nasa. Says the Mesilas Yesharim, he says, really, there's something called shuras hadin mamash. Shuras hadin mamash means, according to absolute strict application of justice, he said, you're right, there would be no hope. Because a person should be punished immediately. They should not be allowed to correct their actions. Their punishment should be exactly fitting the crime. But rachamim allows for space for tshuva, which he'll be explaining tomorrow. He leaves with a cliffhanger. How can you correct something when you already committed a sin? The Maharal words it like this: if you broke a vase, how can you ever put it back together? When you sin, you are really creating destructive reality. How can you ever put it back? And that is something we will discuss tomorrow. Have a great day.